Imagine a time when you have the freedom and resources to do all those things you've dreamed of without worrying about a tax bill. A time and place where all your hard-earned money works for you and not some government bureaucracy. You've entered the tax-free zone. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
So, are you worried about the market? Have you put all your money in cash? Folks, that is the worst thing you could do. You could have 10 times more chance of not having enough money in retirement if you're all in cash. We're going to talk about this and many more topics this week, right here on the Financial Safari.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
The retirement equation, we call it, is inside the retirement landscape. And basically, there are six different aspects of the retirement equation we need to look at. And we do this every time. We do this every week. We do this every time a radio listener calls. We sit down with them and go through their very own retirement equation.
Okay.
All right. So let's start with, you want the good news or the bad news, Thomas?
You know what? Let's start off with the bad news. Hit me hard, and then we'll make me feel better later on.
Okay, because there's three parts of a retirement equation. You know, when you think about calculus, A plus B equals C.
All right.
But the three parts are parts you can control, you have total control of.
Okay.
Others you have some control.
Okay.
And then the bad news, the ones that are out of your control. And you wanted to start with the bad news, the out of your control.
Sure, yes.
All right, so market returns. Thomas, as much as you think you would like to control them, you can't control them. The market returns, and anyone out there, and a lot of times I've talked to people, and it's the exact opposite of what they think is going to happen if the market happens. You know, the market comes out with good news, the stock goes down.
Exactly.
The market comes out with bad news, the stock rockets up.
Well, it seems like every year everybody's saying, oh, it's the end for Apple. And then the iPhone comes out, they report the results, and there you go. They're back on top again.
Yeah. I mean, it's just funny. So market returns we have no control over, but we do control how much money we put in the market and our diversification, our asset allocation, where we have our money in them, in those places. But we don't control the market. We also don't control policy regarding taxation, savings, and benefits. And, you know, Congress has a lot to do with what you're going to have retirement income-wise, because when you reach retirement, there are several accounts out there that people are holding. They look at the balance each and every day or week or whenever they look at it,
right,
and they get excited. But then they realize that some of that balance is not going to be theirs.
Mm.
What do I mean by that? Well, if you have a retirement account, an IRA or a 401k, and you're looking at a balance of, let's say, $800,000,
right,
you're happy. You're almost a million.
Absolutely.
But what you don't realize many times is 20 or 30% of that money is not yours, because
wow,
you lose it in state and federal taxes. If you're in a state where you have state taxes, you lose that money. And if you're in anywhere in the United States, which is anyone listening, you have to pay federal income tax when you take the money out.
Well, that's very dangerous if folks are out there using that total sum to calculate retirement income.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I couldn't imagine. I mean, if you had a 20, 30% hit on your income, on a monthly income, it would change everything.
Absolutely. So we say a sound retirement plan is making the most of things that you can control, but be sure to evaluate the factors that are somewhat or completely out of your control.
Okay.
And that's the total sound retirement plan. And so, all right, we looked at the things we can't control.
All right. And we
know we can't control those. And by the way, folks, if you want to sit down and have your very own retirement equation done up, you can give us a call at any time. Thomas, give them the number.
All right, folks, that number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. So talk to me about the next part of this retirement equation. So we had just gone through all the bad news. Now, make me feel better, Coach.
Well,
what are we looking at now?
It was bad news or good news. I mean, the markets, they can be good or bad, right?
Oh, sure.
But they're out of your control.
Exactly. So exactly.
I know I looked at it as good news and bad news, but having the right allocation in the market can be a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But many people that I talk to have way too much money in one stock or bond or mutual fund, and they haven't really examined a total managed plan.
Okay.
We do a lot of total money management. We basically interview the people who come in from the radio or from wherever else you come in and see what your risk objectives are, what your objectives in retirement webinar. Then we pair you up with a money management team or teams across the nation that best fit what you're looking for.
Wow.
All right. So now let's look at things that are somewhat in your control.
All right.
Let me feel a little better about having a little bit of control. And one is employment earnings and duration.
Okay.
So, of course, you can't control what your boss is going to pay you, but you can show up to work on time each day and be a cheerful employee and make them want to pay you more.
Exactly.
Or you can be grumpy and get there late and have them fire you. That's duration, right?
Yeah, right. Well, I suppose that this could apply, too, to how quickly you check out of work and into retirement, whether you choose to retire, you know, as early as you can or wait a little bit longer so that you can store a little bit more in the nest egg.
Well, I have several clients who are semi-retired.
Okay.
Okay, so they're doing something they love to do, yet they're still having the free time they can do other things with.
Okay,
so they're working maybe part-time, or they're still retired. They're still working full-time, but they are enjoying it so much it feels like a hobby almost. That's when you know you're in the right place.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you find a lot of folks that you talk to end up kind of moving into another place like that after they quote-unquote retire? They want to get out of the house, work a little bit more, maybe develop some other friendships, more friend circles, things
or
like that?
Or maybe they move into a different state or whatever, but that's what happens in retirement. So longevity, too. We can't control how long we're going to live, right?
Right.
We can, I guess. If you want to die, you can walk in front of a truck. Now you controlled your life, right?
Sure.
I'm in total control. I walk in front of a truck.
There you go.
No, you don't know when you're going to die. So we need to make sure that our plans we put together are going to pay you for the rest of your life, whether it be you live to 80 or 130.
Okay.
And we need to also make sure the plans include your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also need to ensure that if you pass away too soon and there's money left, it goes in the right order to the right people in your family.
Wow.
Okay. Or charities or churches, whatever. Right.
Okay.
All right. So those are the things we have somewhat control. But here's the most important part, the ones that you can have total control over.
All right.
And these are the ones that people make the most mistakes in, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah. Because if you have more control,
you
make bad decisions many times. One is savings versus spending.
Okay.
So it's a lot more fun to spend than save.
Of course.
But if you save today, you have a whole lot more to spend tomorrow.
That's right.
You know, I'll gladly pay you for a hamburger tomorrow for a hamburger today, whatever. So then we look at asset allocation and location of our money. And I've seen this is the most glaring deficiency in most people's portfolio, Thomas, is they have way too much money in one place where they should have a total plan put together.
Okay.
And it's fun when the market goes up to have all your money in the market. I understand that.
Right.
And I've talked to several hundreds of people that are doing really good right now in the market. But anyone could be doing really good in the market right now.
Exactly.
You have a monkey throwing a dart at a board and he picks stock and it goes up.
Exactly.
But it can change just as fast. So we need to make sure that if we have some gains, we lock those gains in and we get them in the right place. And, you know, I've seen so many mistakes they're made. I want to make this offer. I want everyone listening to have their very own retirement equation put together. So if you're one of the next 40 callers, here's what you can expect. First, we'll run a fee report for you. And that's a very important aspect because it's in your control where your money is. And if you're paying too much in fees and you don't have to, maybe it's time to reallocate that money and get it into a place that is working for you, and not your broker or the financial institution.
That's right.
So we'll do that forensic fee analysis, which will help you identify and eliminate unnecessary fees. Next, we'll perform a tax analysis. Now, this is a tactical analysis of what you're paying tax-wise now and in the future, and hopefully getting you in better places to minimize taxes, not only now, but when you take money out. And that can free up hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your lifetime if you make the right tax and fee decisions.
Okay.
So that's very important, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, but the most important part of it all is you need a customized lifetime income plan that uses proven strategies and techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. Again, we talked about if someone has all their money in cash, they have 10 times more chance of running out of money in retirement.
Mm.
A real income plan guarantees you'll always get a check no matter how long you live. You'll have that green flag on the mailbox we talk about each and every week. You walk out to the mailbox in retirement, there's a big fat check in it.
That's right.
You know, you may be paying little bills, hopefully, but you get a big fat check. So the objective of retirement is to have more money coming in than going out.
That's
I know
right.
Some people laugh about that, but it's not funny.
No.
And I know a lot of people in retirement wish they would have a check coming every single month or every single year into their mailbox.
Exactly.
And it's not there because they didn't do the right thing before retirement. And that's why we have the retirement equation for the next 40 callers. And again, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we've never turned a single person away who is motivated and serious about retirement planning. So if you're serious about retirement planning, we're serious about helping you. Give us a call right now, and you also get a copy of my book when you leave, The 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
All right, so folks, the number to call, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. 11:35. You know, Coach, I have a statistic right here in front of me. Reminds me why this conversation is so important, why it's so important to act. Only 8% of Americans will retire into the lifestyle to which they are accustomed. Starting early is a way that we can be a part of that 8% or grow that number.
And getting the right guide who understands not only what you want, but be able to tell you if it's possible or not, and
that's
getting
right.
you in the right place as soon as possible, eliminating procrastination. And accentuating the fact that you'll be in the right place for the right time of your life.
That's right, folks. Take advantage of this. Discover how much you're actually paying in fees or commissions, how your tax liability is currently set up, how it could be positioned to be more beneficial for you. So many things we've talked about here on the show that can be beneficial for you and your retirement plan. All right, so folks, the number to call, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how to structure a portfolio to match your investor goals in retirement, as well as something we're really excited about called the 10 Commandments of Investing.